This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 851, Four Important Things I Wish I Knew as a New Freelancer, by Rubain Manzor with smartmoneymamas.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host here, and I'm with you every single day reading from these great blogs on entrepreneurship. And with that, let's jump right into our next weekend post as we optimize your life. Four Important Things I Wish I Knew as a New Freelancer, by Rubain Manzor with smartmoneymamas.com. Soon, I'll be celebrating my son's 5th birthday. He's my first and only, and it's hard to fathom how a tiny little human can influence so much change in an adult's life. When my son was born, I went from being a full-time marketer to a full-time mom to a full-time freelancer all within 3 months of his birth. While I enjoyed every moment of being a new mom, reality hit pretty quick. Babies are expensive, and the cost of living in Toronto is high. My husband and I soon found ourselves in a bind, and that's when I decided I had to go back to work. Discovering freelancing. I knew that a traditional 9-to-5 job wasn't going to work for me. Staying home with our son and raising him myself was important for me. So I started exploring other options. As I browsed through my phone one night, I came across a website called Odesk, now Upwork. At the time, the concept of freelancing was pretty novel to me. I had no idea that I could work as a marketer remotely. Picking my own hours, clients, and even an hourly rate on a digital platform was an intriguing thought. I decided to create a profile and test it out. And the rest is history. 5 years in, and several dozen clients later, I've learned a lot about freelancing. As my work anniversary approaches, I'm feeling a bit nostalgic. So for those of you who are looking to make a move into remote work, I wanted to share four things I've learned over the past couple of years as a freelancer. 1. Freelancing isn't for everyone. When people find out that I work as a freelance marketer, they think that it's something I accomplished overnight or that I just got lucky. Yes, I'm successful at it now, but it didn't come easy. There were endless days where I survived on 3 to 4 hours of sleep because I had to take care of a baby and build a network of clients. During vacations, I often stayed back in our hotel room to work on short deadlines while my husband and son enjoyed the pool outside. And I will never forget that one time where I experienced a complete burnout because I could no longer handle the workload. As a freelancer, you have to sacrifice a lot. For some people, that may not be an option. Before you jump into freelancing full-time, it's important to know that the hours can be long and the competition extremely high. You also have to deal with some extremely demanding clients that make you question why you went into freelancing in the first place. If you don't like this uncertainty, this might not be the gig for you. But if you can handle the stress that comes with hustling to build a client base, I say go for it. I would still take freelancing over my old 9-to-5 any day of the week. 2, you need to learn to say no. After my first year of freelancing, I realized that I had to learn how to say no to clients. Because I was struggling to make enough income as a freelancer during my first year, I accepted almost every job. Most of the time, that meant compromising sleep or family time, and I found myself burned out. It took a toll on the quality of my work and my personal life. That's when I realized that it's okay to say no to clients and turn down projects. I realized there was enough quality work out there that I could focus on clients who valued my time and paid me fairly for my skills. I also let go of lower-paying jobs and nightmare clients. The more restrictive I got about picking out projects, the more balance I found. As a freelancer, you're working to be more available to your clients than a corporate employee, but I still like to maintain a strict balance between professional and personal time. Choosing balance means you bring a higher quality product to your clients while avoiding the burnout that could lead you to leave your business entirely. Know when you have to say no so that you can say yes in the future. 3, embrace the unpredictability. Working as a freelancer can be erratic. Work often comes in waves, so you're either all booked up with projects or left twiddling your thumbs. Even though I'm lucky to have a steady stream of assignments coming from anchor clients, you still don't get a check every 2 weeks like a traditional employee. Some clients pay right away, some don't pay for 30 days or more. And then there are those lovely clients who need constant reminding, aka nagging, to actually pay your invoice. Because freelancing can be quite unpredictable, it's important to be prepared and save during high-paying months. Budgeting and planning ahead makes things far less stressful and allows a much-needed financial buffer for quiet months. Don't expect a great month or a bad one to repeat themselves. Just keep doing the work and save when you can. And 4, your reputation is everything. More than 70% of my projects come through referrals, and I've been able to grow a solid network of clients through word of mouth. In freelancing, reputation is key. When I take on a new client, I go above and beyond to meet their requirements and provide my best work. Sometimes that means taking a pay cut, but once I'm able to prove my work ethic and deliver quality work, I end up earning the client's confidence, which leads to consistent work, often from the same clients at higher rates or referrals to new clients. As a freelancer, you are your own brand, so it's important to maintain consistency in the quality of your work, always hit deadlines, and remain professional in your interactions with your clients. Becoming a freelancer. If you're a newbie freelancer or looking to get into the gig economy, I hope these lessons can help you achieve success. While my experience may seem scary, there's nothing else I can think about doing now. Freelancing is a lot of fun. Yes, there's a struggle period when you're trying to establish yourself and build a client base, but once that's over, you're able to enjoy every aspect of it. I personally love the independence and flexibility freelance has to offer me. Also, I get to spend so much time with my son, and that is all that matters. Understand that while competition is a reality of the game, there is always, always a demand for talent, especially if you produce quality professional work on time. It will take some hustle to get started, but you can absolutely build a full-time freelance business from home. You just listened to the post titled, Four Important Things I Wish I Knew as a New Freelancer by Rubain Manzor with SmartMoneyMamas.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Rubain, who is a guest writer on SmartMoneyMamas.com. And also thanks to Chelsea, who is the creator of Smart Money Mamas. Smart Money Mamas is a site that has grown into a platform that is changing how moms talk about and interact with money. They want all moms to view money management as a true form of self-care. They help moms connect with all aspects of their money in a way that lets them overcome emotional blocks, identify what they most want, and create the healthy money habits that will help them achieve their goals while modeling positive money relationships for their kiddos. So come by smartmoneymamas.com to learn a lot more and check out their resources, and I do have that linked for you in this episode's description and at oldpodcast.com. But that is it for another edition of Optimal Startup Daily. I hope you enjoyed it and that you're having a great weekend, and I'll be back again with you tomorrow for the Monday show, and that is where your optimal life awaits.